views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. Shannon is known as South Africa's top psychic. Are you ready to make the brave changes that will bring soul into your everyday life? If you have a question on love, career, or health, listen to your spirit guides to find specific, detailed answers. Now, here's your host, Shannon Walbrand.
Hi, and welcome to Spirit Guidance Radio. This is Shannon. I would love for you to call in with your question for your angels and guides. The number to dial is 800-930-2819. If you're calling from outside of the States, that you put a 001 in front of that. 001-800-930-2819. I'm a spirit guide interpreter. I firmly believe that you have a team of guides, which I call spirit guides, who are like your angels. They're like your guardian angels. They're working with you all the time. They are professionals. They know what they're doing. They're kind of like in a traffic helicopter, seeing where the road diverts up ahead and where you should get off and where you're going to run into trouble. And my job is to help you amplify those messages for yourself so that you can hear them with a great deal of detail. They will be personalized so you'll know that they belong exactly to you. This isn't anything general. I am an interpreter. I'm someone who is a bridge, like a translator, who goes between you and your own angels and spirit guides and gives you the messages that you need to change your life for the better. So I'd like to start by sharing a client story of something wonderful that happened this week. I was working with a woman. I never reveal their identity, so I'm going to change her name. So I'll give her a name called, I'll use the name Adeline. So Adeline and I were working on her developing her business. And immediately her guides were asking her to draw angel cards. And she was drawing angel cards that were around roles or identities, things that are like archetypes. And the question that she was working on was, who are my target audiences? So what she was a counselor, she was a therapist, and they wanted her to work immediately with, so she drew the cards that said teachers, and then she drew a card that said wounded children, and she drew a card that said athletes. And so I checked in with her and I said, great, are these possible target markets for you? And she said, oh, definitely. I've been working with teachers. I am a wounded child in my own concept of who I am and how I've gone through my own recovery. So that really totally makes sense to me. And then the third one, athletes. Well, yeah, actually my boyfriend knows a lot of top-notch professional athletes. So I said, wow, that's so great. You're really on track, because knowing who your target markets are is half the trouble, isn't it? Then you're not marketing to everybody. You're not just putting up a sign on a street corner. And she said, yeah, I would feel comfortable approaching each of those, but I wonder what my approach should be. So again, we went back to the angel cards and we talked to her guides through that. That was her chosen method and my chosen method for her. And it was for the teachers, she was told to ask. So like to go directly to the union, to the group, to the teachers' committees, and to ask them, may I give you a presentation about emotional intelligence? For the wounded children, it was just for her to be. So it was for her to be herself and to be fresh and authentic in her conversations with other people, to reflect back to them what was going on in their lives. So this is in a social situation. Hi, Adeline, what do you do? And then she explains what she does. And she talks about, yeah, she's had a hard time herself. With the teachers, she was just supposed to come across as professional and ready to serve them. They didn't need to know about her background right up front. And then with the athletes, this is the punchline of the story that I'm telling you. We drew the card, how should I approach the athletes? And it was, reward yourself. So the message that she was getting was, she needed to charge them an arm and a leg in order to be really valued. And if she had to drive to their coaching area, to their athletic practice field, or to their sports arena, wherever, she was supposed to charge them really a lot of money so that they would take her seriously, that they would pay her as they would pay a coach, you know, because she's a life coach, but they would pay her as if she were a trainer, like a sports trainer. And she just laughed and laughed and laughed. I think there are beautiful things to be discovered if you enter into a dialogue with your angels and your spirit guides. I do think that using angel cards is one of the fastest ways to do it, because if I'm just sitting around waiting for signs, if I'm just waiting for feathers to fall from the sky, we don't really have enough vocabulary to get into a discussion. But if I make a practical list, I'm taking a step forward, aren't I? I'm saying, well, I've got these five ideas, and I'm not sure which one of them I should put energy into, which one I shouldn't. And then I can start to draw cards on each of the ideas and then take notes about which one looks like it's the most positive, which one reflects my own self, and the ones that look like they would fit me the best, and the ones that I could do the quickest. If I'm talking about business, the ones that would make me the most money the soonest so that I wouldn't go into debt. And then it was funny because we were working with her for a long time, and she was drawing cards, talking to me. We were interpreting them together. She would take one position, I would take another position, and then we would find a middle ground so that it really had to make sense to her. It really had to resonate with her completely in order for her to then, she was taking notes and to go forward with it. It had to make sense to her. But we were going and going and going, and all of her questions were about business. They were all about clients and how much should I charge and what should I call myself and how can I brand myself. And angels and guides really do want to help you with that. Okay, I'll finish the story because it's got a good ending, but let me go to the phones because I see I've got Bianca on the line. Hello, Bianca, this is Shannon. How can I help you today?
Shannon, I'd just like to know, should I stay in the relationship that I'm in right now and also my career? Should
I get one question per week, Bianca. Which one do you think is important for you, your relationship or your career today?
Today, let me say my career.
Okay. And about the career, so career is a topic. I have an answer already, but would you like to ask a specific question about your career?
I've always wanted to be in the arts, and I feel that that's where I should be. That's the question I want to find out. It's like, should I continue with that? Should I go into the arts, or should I remain in the corporate world?
Okay, so what they're telling me immediately is you're going to be international. They would rather that you took the corporate job and brought it overseas and got away from your home country for a while. And then in that exploration, you can certainly get into the arts. They're talking about you as a patron of the arts, someone who's going to support younger startup artists, someone who can identify high quality students of the arts and then perhaps represent or sell their work, someone who could run a small gallery. Is that what you might be interested in?
Yes, actually, because I was actually looking into opening a school for the arts, like my own money, you know, like in the townships. That's what I was actually talking about with my boyfriend. That's what
okay,
I wanted to find
I'm going to ask you to change the word school to gallery, and then it's a success. Can you hear me?
Pardon?
Change the word school to gallery. I want to open a gallery.
A gallery, okay.
A shop, an art shop where people sell their paintings.
Okay.
Thank you,
right,
Bianca. God bless you. Thanks for calling
in. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go for a short break now. You're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio. I'll give you the number again. 001-800-930-2819. 001-800-930-2819. Spirit Guidance Radio, and this is Shannon Walbrand.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Guidance Radio. This is Shannon Walbrand. I'm taking your calls on 001-800-930-2819. If you'd like your own personal session with me, it would cost you $100 US, and you would ask 10 in-depth questions about yourself. You don't have to give away any background information or any kind of story or history, because your angels and guides already know who you are. And I conduct those sessions via Skype or phone at a time that we can both find convenient. You can find all of that information on my website, www.shannonwalbrand.com. So back to that funny story that I was telling you. I'm working with this client, Adeline, and she's interested in business. And then they tell her, just draw one more card. So she draws one more card, and it says wedding. And it didn't answer the question that she was asking at all. The question that she was trying to ask was, and should I also go into public speaking? Which is, of course, a valid question, but it was wedding. And so I confronted her and I said, hey, you've asked all of these questions about your career. Is there something going on in your personal life that really you're ignoring and your guides are trying to shout at you? And she said, yeah, my boyfriend and I, we really do want to get married, but I'm in debt. And so I don't know how that's ever going to happen. And I said, okay, your guides are serious about you getting married. And that's why they interrupted this whole business channel nonsense, which you've gotten plenty of answers around, and now you can apply those and you can make them happen. Now it's time for you to actually think about what else is important in life, because life is not worth living unless there's love and relationship and you have a fantastic guy, because I had seen her and her guy on Facebook when she had contacted me. So there were, it was just a picture of love of them together. It was so beautiful. I gave her a strong, strong message from her angels that that was really going to be her priority for the next year, making the relationship work and building her business together. But you can't have one without the other. Her life was getting out of balance and she was getting so stressed and so worried. The point of the story is, I really believe that our angels and guides are on our team to try to help us have the success that we want to have. We sometimes define that in a particular way. For example, I could say I really need to own a house. I really, really, really need to own a house. And it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. I don't mean it doesn't happen like I'm sitting around with my feet up. I mean that I have this kind of debt that I have to pay off, or this thing happens and my rent turns out to be pretty cheap. And so I'm going along. And I'm pushing for this one agenda. And that doesn't seem to be the agenda that my guides are working on right then. It doesn't seem to be where the flow of my life is happening. But the flow of my life could be happening fantastically in terms of my friends, my social life, my parenting, my health. All of these things are wonderful and abundant. Please try to examine this in your own life and reframe a bit. See where you're feeling like you're in the flow and then work with that. You know, strike while the iron is hot and make hay while the sun shines. The theme of today's show is forever is composed of nows. Forever is composed of nows. This is a quote from the poet Emily Dickinson, who is my hero for this month. And you might have heard before, I'm taking on one hero every month. So for the month of March, I'm taking on Emily Dickinson, and I'm aspiring to integrate her best aspects into my life. One of the things that she was just magical about was focusing on the beautiful. She could take a kind of a messy backyard, overgrown garden scene, and she could see the passion of God in that creation. That's what I call a poet's focus. Some poets in our days focus on the nasty things, but maybe in a form of protest because they recognize them. I would like to have the gift that Emily had, which was to see divinity in the ordinary. And so the word that I chose for her, the attribute that I'm trying to integrate and apply into my own life, is hope. Emily Dickinson is an expert on hope. And that's what I've been aspiring to over this March. Who are your heroes? Who are you following? Who are you aspiring to be like in your life? You know the bumper sticker that says, "What would Jesus do?" Sure. If you're a Christian, that would really make sense to you. What would the person who means the most to you, or the divine being that would mean the most to you, what would he or she do in this situation? And why can't you at least try to do that? Why can't we approximate that kind of behavior? So I'm writing a book slowly called The Heroes Project, in which I interview ordinary people, people like me, people like you, about who their heroes are and how they could possibly make changes in their lives to become more like their heroes. And for me, it was easier to break it down month by month to see if I could get closer to my ideal. Not perfectly, but, you know, just edging a little bit closer. I'd like to give you the phone number for you to phone in with your question for your angels and guides. It's 800-930-2819. If you're calling from outside America, it's 001-800-930-2819. So now I've collected so much information to share with you today. I'm really excited to give you all of this kind of content and hope that it can apply to your own life right now. The first thing I'm going to start with is a Buddhist prayer of peace. I found it and I loved it and I wanted to share it with you. May those who find themselves in trackless, fearful wilderness, the children, the aged, the unprotected, be guarded by beneficial celestials. Oh, I'll read it again. It's so beautiful. It just gives me the goosebumps. May those who find themselves in trackless, fearful wilderness, the children, the aged, the unprotected, be guarded by beneficial celestials. A Buddhist prayer of peace. You know, at one point or another, we're all children. We're children in a new experience. Every time you start a new job, every time I go into a new scenario where there are people that I don't know, I go back into my child self. I've been reading a lot of Brené Brown lately. You know Brené Brown? She gave a fabulous and now famous TED talk at TED.com, those videos from experts, about shame and vulnerability. So I've been reading her work, and she says that the messages that we received as children, even if we didn't interpret those messages correctly, or if our parents and guardians didn't mean to give us these feelings, we sometimes have feelings of embarrassment and shame and guilt just around who we are, that we're not good enough. So, for example, as I approach a group of strangers and I have to stand in the line with them to pick up the kids at school, or I think about, you know, do I look good enough, or do I look messy? Did I dress appropriately? Did I remember to brush my teeth? And all of those things are from my past. They're actually from my young childhood. When at school or at home, I wasn't presentable. I didn't have myself together. And okay, I do pretty well now. But even if my hair is unbrushed, or if my clothes don't match perfectly, or they're not designer, I am showing up to pick up my kid at school. I am being a responsible, caring adult. And I can look somebody in the eye and say, "Hi, how are you? This is me. Hi, what's going on?" And I've learned very slowly and very little by little, in the way that Brené Brown teaches, that even though I sometimes feel like a child, I sometimes feel like an elderly person who feels fragile, I feel unprotected. In fact, I am guarded by beneficial celestials. no matter where I go. So I call on them. I call on my guides. I call on my angels. I have a friend, it's actually my business coach, whose name is Reverend Anne Presswell. And she told me a wonderful thing, and I'd like to pass it on to you. Whenever she gets into trouble, she makes up an angel for that kind of trouble. So if she loses her car keys, she calls upon the car keys angel. We were going into Mercury retrograde last month, and she was afraid for her photos on her computer and all the website things that she had been developing. So she told me that she called upon the angel of Mercury retrograde, and she negotiated with the angel of Mercury retrograde to make sure that everything was going to be okay. And she asked for advice, you know, do I need to back up something on a hard drive? And she really entered into that dialogue with faith and hope that she would be protected if she asked. So I'll ask that for you. I'll say, if you have trouble, like I do sometimes, approaching a new group of people, call upon the angel of new strangers. And maybe you could change it into the angel of new friends and call upon that angel. Because, you know, in the Quran, in the Holy Quran, it says there's an angel for every blade of grass. And if there's an angel for every blade of grass, then there is certainly an angel for lost car keys, and there's certainly an angel for curtains that get stuck on the curtain rod, and there is certainly an angel for mommies who lose their temper sometimes and wish that they could smack their kids, and then they're glad that they didn't, and hold their breath and run into the other room to calm themselves down. Not that I'm talking about anybody I know personally, like myself, but you can call on an angel for any kind of trouble that you have. And you don't have to think that there's some kind of official Raphael, Gabriel, Uzrael, Azrael. There is. I mean, those are the archangels, and they are immensely powerful. But you can also just go to your ordinary corner angel and ask for help, and it will be given to you. So that's what I wanted to start with, the Buddhist prayer of peace for you. And then a story from my business coach, who's actually a fabulous business coach for spiritual entrepreneurs. So if you find yourself in a position like myself, in that you are a healer or a counselor or someone who gives guidance, and you need some business acumen, you would really like to up your business game, please have a look at Anne Presswell. Her surname is spelled P-R-E-S-U-E-L, Presswell. And she's a reverend. She's actually an ordained reverend, like a minister. And she calls herself the Irreverent Reverend Anne Presswell. And she gives coaching, she gives great seminars, and she's a practitioner of EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, which I find incredibly helpful to get to the bottom of emotional blocks that have prevented me in the past from getting farther ahead in my career as far as I would like to go. So she actually, it's called tapping, this emotional freedom technique. She actually tapped me through, tap, 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 tap. She tapped through all of my fears. And then within a month, I was on TV here being interviewed on a national news program. It was international news, actually. It was all throughout Africa, with predictions for the year 2014. So I called her and I said, it was the tapping and it was you. Thank you. You guys got me through. Okay, you're listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand. We'll be taking your calls right after the break on 001-800-930-2819. Thank you.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Hi, you're back with Spirit Guidance Radio. We're taking your calls on 001-800-930-2819, and you would call in with just one question for your angels and guides. I'm Shannon Walbrand, a spirit guide interpreter, bringing you messages that are direct, personal, especially for you, and very helpful in helping you make decisions that would change your life. Can you hear that I have a little sore throat today? I'd like to tell you about what's going on. I developed a cough about 2 days ago, and I decided to go the entirely woo-woo method of doing it, so of curing it. And I knew that I would be on radio with you today, and I didn't want to be coughing during this show. So I didn't take any cough syrup. I didn't go to the pharmacy. I decided not to do any Western medicine this time. I wanted to see whether I could cure it with just alternative means. So far, so good, I have to say, because when, like last night, I was coughing a lot. But what I've been taking is colloidal silver. Have you heard of colloidal silver? Colloidal is C-O-L-L-O-I-D-A-L, colloidal, and then silver, like gold. So colloidal silver is water that has tiny, tiny nanoparticles of silver diversified throughout it. It is spread throughout the water. It just tastes like water. It actually tastes like really good water. It tastes like pure mountain spring water, although I don't think it is. I think it's just water with little tiny pieces of silver in it. But ever since I've started drinking it, I bought 1 liter yesterday. I drank the entire liter. I had a radio show this morning. I didn't cough once during the radio show. I coughed a little bit afterwards. Then I went back to the shop and I bought another liter, and I'm going to drink it all today and all through the night. And then the other herbal remedies that I'm taking are these. Olive leaf. So olive leaf has immense antiviral and antibacterial properties. And since I don't exactly know what I've got, I don't know if I've got a bacterial or a virus or, you know, I can't really tell. I've got a light fever and just a little sore throat. And then this, if I coughed, you wouldn't like it at all. It's like a loud, deep barking cough. And it's a painful one and it's in the chest. So I did that. I drank some honey, which of course I always do. And then I took dandelion root, also in the form of a tea. I really felt like a witch, you know. I'm putting in these teaspoonfuls of this kind of grass-tasting herbs and spices. And no, it didn't taste that good. Oh, and I'm also taking Schweden bitter. So Schweden bitter is something that moves the liver. And the liver is one of the strongholds of the body, and it kicks out any kind of infection. It also can work on temper and emotional equanimity, and I could feel it. I was losing my temper, and I was feeling sick, and I was feeling under the weather. So that's, I'm taking this whole combination and a Chinese herb that is called exterior cold, made by the China Herb Company. And exterior cold is one that if you feel that you have cold hands and cold feet, You take this immediately, and my goodness, does it work quickly. They're just little tablets, and they're made of herbs all crushed together. Wow, that is a really strong one. So you know that chill feeling that you get before you get the flu? Okay, so I am here to tell the tale. I am not coughing. I'm talking to you. I have a voice. So I'm going to advocate for these things. And in fact, I saw the mom of my little kid's best friend, and she apparently developed this cough the same day that I did, and she's having a hard time, and she wasn't able to really go to work. So I am going to go ahead and follow through with this colloidal silver, and then I'll check in with you next week, and I'll tell you if it really made a difference. But if you hear me go a little bit quiet, it's me taking a sip from this big 1 liter bottle like this. Of colloidal silver. You know, I was thinking if it really does work, if it really does do the trick, I would get the machine. So you get a little silver bar, and then it's got electrodes coming from it, and then, I don't know, I haven't really seen and investigated how it works. Then you run the wires into the jar of water, and then you turn it on, and then the silver goes into the jar of water. How does this work? You cook it up somehow, and then you get silver water, colloidal silver water, and then you can use it as much as you want. So I know the initial investment on that would be a little bit high. So I'll have to see whether this is actually the do-all, end-all, be-all solution for this cold. But I'm experimenting on your behalf so that you don't have to, and I'm telling you about it just in case you are going to get one of these spring colds and you're going to feel bad, and then you're going to remember that you could try this, and wouldn't that be great? So I've drawn a card for you for today, and the card is from the Quartz deck. This is called the Crystal Oracle Guidebook. It's by Tony Carmine Salerno. They're really lovely cards. They're big, shiny, photographic cards. And the one that I drew for today and for today's session was Rutilated Quartz. Rutilated. Anyone? Anyone rutilated? The picture of it is that it has long, deep scratches in it. And here is the message for you today about rutilated quartz. You are subconsciously receiving loving vibrations and loving thoughts from someone connected to your past. An episode or conflict that hurt you emotionally is now being healed and reconciled by the power of forgiveness and unconditional love. Over the coming days, you may find yourself emotionally and mentally reciprocating this love as you reflect on a person or a past event. Through this mutual exchange of love, past wounds are now energetically being healed and all negative attachments resolved and released. So the themes of this rutilated quartz are vibrational healing, higher mind, and reconciliation. So I'll ask you to reflect on that. Who in your life has been coming up for you in your mind and maybe in a dream? That's what's been happening for me, actually. So I was glad to draw this card, at least for myself, is that I've been having dreams about past friends, even past boyfriends, and ones where we haven't kept in touch and we're not on any good speaking terms or anything. But in the dreams, we were having a chat. We were having a conversation and a little laugh, and it was all very mild and very cool. And that's been happening over the past few days for me, with no animosity, no antagonism on either side. So I thought, oh my gosh, this could totally be true. I'm going to go to the phones now. I see I've got Elizabeth on the line. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, you too. I'm sorry you've got a bad chest. I hope you get well very, very soon.
Gosh, it's working really quickly. I mean, this is my, you know how you have a weak link in the chain? One of mine is this kind of throat thing that I get maybe once a year. Let me see how fast I can kick it, huh? What's your question for today?
Yay. Yes, okay. So my question is, I was thinking of creating some form of angel healing technique. And I wanted to know what my guides and angels think of that and if they can give me any clues as to where I should move.
They totally can. And it's a technique that personally I've never used, although I have seen the name. Can I give you the name?
Yeah.
It's called Antennea. So it's kind of like the word antenna. It's A-N-T-E-N-N-A-E-A. Okay, I think you're going to have to Google it because I'm not exactly sure what the spelling is, but it's called Antennea Healing. And their message for you is, Elizabeth, you don't have to create anything. In fact, you're already really skilled, so it's just for you to feel confident in how you use what you do, but they would like you to look at this Antonia healing. I'm pretty sure that you can find it if you start Googling around the spelling of that word. And that's one of the techniques that they would like you to use. You're a natural. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. It already exists, what you do, what you can do. So it's just a matter of following some instructions that have already been given and then applying them in your own special way with your own special flavor. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I looked that up. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, you don't have to go. I just wanted to ask you, when you wanted to invent it or when you wanted to create it, what came to your mind? What did it look like for you?
Okay, well, this is what it doesn't look like, because what I have been doing actually brings in more energy than my body can physically cope with.
Okay.
So it does a great job and leaves me a bit poorly and a bit unbalanced.
Do you feel totally wiped out after you do a session of healing on someone?
Over an accumulated time, really. I didn't notice it after a session. I only noticed after a while that there was too much of too many things.
And do you think there's a direct causal relationship between you doing the healing work and that kind of feeling of being wrecked?
Yes.
Okay, can you ask that as a follow-up question? Because what I'm hearing is, it's not the energy work that's causing you harm. It is the other work that you do and that's stressing you out too much. So the work, what you do for your ordinary paid work, that's what's driving you crazy. But the energetic work that you do is actually refreshing and can make you feel better. And it's healing you as much as it's healing the other people. So even though you... Okay, so I'll point out a couple of things. You don't feel bad immediately after a session. Is that true?
True.
Okay, so I do sometimes feel bad immediately after a session when I haven't been clear enough with my boundaries. But if you don't, it's not the healing that's causing you the trouble. It's everything that you're doing. So you have many pots on the boil. You have many different kinds of activities that you're doing. It's the accumulation of all the stuff. But the energy work they really like for you, they really think it's helpful to the others and it's also helpful to yourself. Interesting, huh?
Oh, yeah. I really have another question. Am I allowed to a tiny one?
Well, is it related? Let's see if we can make it be related.
Yeah,
let's see
completely
if we can bridge
related.
It.
Yeah. But yeah, it's completely related. I want to know whether they think I can work on actual groups or it's got to be on individuals.
Absolutely groups. They're even showing me you on a stage. So absolutely, you have amazing presentation skills. It would be fabulous.
Ah, no, I mean working on healing a group of people at one time.
Yes, that is what I mean. But you would be standing up in front of the group of people waving your arms around while you're on the stage, and they would all be sitting in the chairs and they would all feel better. I'm glad you like that. That's a good picture, huh?
Yeah, it appeals to my kind of like drama side of things.
That is terrific. Okay, I'm glad you called in. Yeah. Take it easy. Keep in touch.
Yeah, okay, big hug.
Bye-bye, ciao. You've been listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbran. The number to dial to ask your question is 001-800-930-2819. We'll go for a short break now and speak to you shortly.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in Thursday. Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Tune in to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, the hottest psychic with the warmest heart, every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. With passion and a sense of humor, he delivers spiritual and motivational messages for both individuals and groups of people and is internationally known for his amazing psychic abilities. Don't forget to call in at 800-930-2819 for live on-air readings and visit Artie at artiehoffman.com.
Hi, this is Shannon Walbrand. This is the final segment of Spirit Guidance Radio, waiting for your call on 001-800-930-2819. We take your calls and answer your questions, anything that you've got on your mind about your life. Yes, okay, we've got another caller. Hi, this is Shannon. How can I help?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm okay, but I'm really kind of in a rut, I guess you could say. I'm stuck, and I just have no idea what I should be doing. And, my health hasn't been very well. I feel really, really weak, and I just don't even know if I should be doing anything or what it is that I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh, poor baby. It sounds like kind of everything is up in the air at the same time. That's so tough.
Yeah, I'm just like, what in the world is my main purpose?
Yeah, the way that I'd like to help you is by, I'm going to give you a few clues right now, and then I'd like you to do a little bit of homework, okay, because I only have a few minutes with you now. But the homework that I'd like you to do is to ask really specific questions. So, for example, should I become a teacher? Okay, so I just want you to ask yes or no questions and to make a long list of those kinds of questions. Should I move home? You know, should I go out with that person? Should I something, something? Okay, so that's going to be your homework. Can you take that on as homework?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the reason is that the way that they're showing me your mind is that it's a large forest full of little tiny trees, growing trees, big trees, all different kinds of trees with lots of leaves and lots of, and you, do you know the expression, you can't see the forest for the trees? You're not seeing the picture at all. And so they would like to help you by just getting yes or no answers. Do you know the technique called muscle testing? Have you heard of that?
No.
Okay. So can I have you write it down? Muscle testing?
Okay. Muscle testing?
Yeah. Muscle testing is a way that you hold your fingers together and you ask yes or no questions and you can get an answer from your angels and guides and they work with you to do yes, no, yes, no. And I would like you to learn that as a technique. It's not going to get you accurate answers on the first day, but it's something that can give you guidance for the rest of your life when you learn it. And now is the perfect time for you to try it because you're feeling so lost and confused.
Great.
Okay, so that these are clues that I want to hand this over to you. I want you to be able to do this forever. So I want you to make a list of, you know, 20 questions. Should I do that? Should I do that? Should I do that? Should I do that? And then I'd like you to practice using muscle testing. I'll give you another word. It's hard to spell, but it helps you find the answer to muscle testing. It's kinesiology. It's K-I-N.
K-I-N.
E-S.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
O. I O L O G Y. K I N E S, as in Shannon, I O L O G Y. Kinesiology.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay, so kinesiology is a technique where they test you for allergies and they hold your arm out and they say, is Elizabeth allergic to bread? Yes. Is Elizabeth allergic to dairy? No. And then they go, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. But they don't ask you. They don't ask your brain. They ask your body. And then your body responds by keeping the arm strong or by making the arm go weak. And then the arm drops down. Can you imagine that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's a way that you can do that, but just with your fingers. So I'm going to show you what it looks like right now, but I know that we're not doing this face to face. Can you make the okay sign with your hand? Can you, it looks like a circle and then three fingers are sticking up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then with the other hand, can you make just a straight one finger? Like you're saying the number one, number one.
Okay.
Okay. You put your finger in the hole. So you take your right hand and you put it inside the finger, the fingers that are closed in the left hand. And then the circle in the okay, you're going to try to break through that. So can you see where your finger and your thumb are stuck together to make the circle of the okay?
Yes.
Can you imagine that they're stuck together pretty strongly, like with a good glue, kind of like a post-it note kind of a glue, pretty sticky, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so now stick the finger through and try to gently break through that lock. So you're putting your finger into the circle, you're putting the finger out of the circle, in the circle, out of the circle. Are you doing that, Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I just wanted to work with you on that. When the finger gets stuck in the circle, that usually means a yes. When the finger breaks through the circle, that means a no, because it means no, not that, something else. But the yes is yes, we're serious, that is a strong yes. And a way to test it really easily is to say something super simple like, should I have a cup of coffee right now? Okay, so let's have you do that. Make the okay sign.
Okay.
Make the other finger be straight like you're doing in number one. Put your finger in the hole and then ask the question, should I have a cup of coffee right now? Okay, go ahead.
Should I have a cup of coffee right now?
And then what do your fingers tell you?
No.
Now, don't cheat, but did the fingers stop or did they let the finger fly right through?
They kind of stopped, yeah.
So that's a yes, you should have a cup of coffee right now? Okay, so check with yourself. Is that true? Is coffee good for you? Is it the right time of day for you to have a cup of coffee? What's the truth, Elizabeth?
No, because I don't even drink coffee.
Okay. You're going to work on this. I'm just taking you through one practice example, but I would like you to ask smaller questions first, like, should I have a nap? You know, should I call that friend? Rather than, should I marry that guy? You really shouldn't ask that using this muscle testing kinesiology technique, but it is a technique that you'll get better and better at using every day. Because if you do the things that it says, right? If you have a cup of coffee, if it says, yes, go have a cup of coffee, and then you do, and you feel fabulous, wow, that would really work. So try following it once you feel a little bit more confident. And then also remember that you can do a blind version of it where you can turn the paper upside down and you can just get yes or no's, yes or no's, yes or no's for numbers 1 through 10. And you turn your paper up right side up and then you see what you answered yes or no to. Did you understand those instructions?
Yes.
Yeah, because then
I'll definitely try them.
You and I would gladly say, yes, I need 5 chocolate bars. But, you know, that's not really actually
I feel like you do know me.
Yeah, I guess I do. Okay, so you sound a little bit calmer than you when you first called. Can you ask me just one yes or no question right now?
Okay. Let's see.
It's not the only question that you're ever going to ask in your life. It's just one question to get you started. Ask me one yes or no question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I have some type of a kind of psychic or some type of, I don't know what you want to call it, intuition,
okay. So
healing, some type of power. And
so
I just want to know if that's true
that
or not.
Do I have a spiritual gift and should I develop it?
Yes, there we go.
Yeah, so I do this all the time. So I make people make a short question so that I can give them a short answer. And I'm going to wrap up the show now. So I'm going to end with you. You're going to be my last caller. The answer is yes. They want you to read the work of Sonia Choquette. Have you heard of Sonia Choquette?
No, I don't believe so.
She is marvelous. You're really going to like her work. It's quite accessible and friendly. So her first name is Sonia, spelled normally, S-O-N-I-A. And her last name is Choquette with a C-H, C-H-O-Q-U-E-T-T-E. And her best work that I like is called Trust Your Vibes.
Okay,
so you can go check it out of the library and have a look at it because you do. And what you're going through right now with your chronic fatigue syndrome, which is what you have, is called a healing crisis. And your healing crisis is going to get you to your purpose. And now I have to go. I hope to speak to you again. Thank you, Elizabeth. God bless.
I do, Ellie. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. We're wrapping up now. Thanks for calling. Always remember, you are guided.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to hear messages from your spirit guides. You are guided. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com to schedule a personal session with Shannon and change your life.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.